And let's say good morning and welcome to Dr. Jerry Parsons. He's with us on the garden program this morning. Area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service for San Antonio, the Hill Country, and South Texas. And also a pretty good fruit man. I didn't say he's fruity. I said he's a pretty good fruit man.
Well, you're the first one. There's a lot of people saying the other. What brings fruit to mind is that next Monday night.
Okay.
What is that? Let me see.
That'll be the
22nd. What a guy. Next Monday night on the 22nd, I'll be in Fredericksburg. And because when you think of Fredericksburg, you think of fruit production. You know, they have a peach crop up there about one in every 6 years. And we always like to go up there and get some peaches when that happens. But anyway, we think of fruit production. Now, we're not going to be up there talking about fruit, obviously. We're going to be up there talking about vegetables and growing of vegetables. And it's a growing seminar and be in the courthouse, I'd assume. That's where we have it all, right there in the courtroom. Have plenty of room. It's comfortable in there and have a good time. So everybody up in that country or in that area, come on around. We'll see you. Now, of course, we're going to be in Corpus on the 25th.
Wow, you're ranging way a long way from home.
Gonna start these things. Yeah, kind of go down south after I've been up north in that cold Fredericksburg, going to ease on down toward Corpus. And we'll have a program there at the Corpus, I don't know if it's a botanical center or garden center, Corpus Garden Center at 2 o'clock. And then at 7:30, we'll be at the center out there between Corpus Christi and Robstown, whatever that highway is there.
Yeah.
But at 7:30, we'll be out there. So want to see all you good folks down there. But let's get talking about fruits, because a lot of the fruit trees, this is the best time to buy fruit trees.
All right.
Because they've just got their shipments in. The best varieties are here. And they're in a bare root form. They're in the cheapest form that you'll ever be. Not that cheap matters to people. I know our listening audience are our higher quality type of people, and their money is no object. Money is no right.
Yes. No, I've known a few high quality people that know how to save a buck from time to time.
Oh, is that the way it is?
Bet.
Well, anyway, I don't mean to be insulting to anyone that they would be driven to buy at this time of year just because the tree was cheaper, you understand?
Oh, less expensive.
Right. All right. But there are cheaper at this time. That's when I buy all mine. Anyway, we've got to decide. We need to have a real heart-to-heart talk with folks on whether they should plant a fruit tree or nut tree or not.
Yeah.
There's some people that shouldn't. You know, there's some people that shouldn't. And, of course, depending on how much care you want to give a particular fruit and nut tree, determines which one you should plant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our saying for today. God gives every bird its food, but he doesn't throw it in a nest. And so, you know, we've got fruit trees that produce good fruit. We've got good variety that produce good fruit. But you've got to do your part, too.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us are just not, let's say, I don't want to say qualified, let's say
don't
ready.
Look over here.
Let's say ready to do our fair share. Now, let's look at some that are low maintenance types.
Yeah,
that even McReynolds can grow here. The low maintenance types of fruit. Now, all of these, before we begin, if you've got shade, forget it. You can't grow fruit.
Y'all learned that a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it took several years. All right, so, but we're assuming that you have a sunny location, but that you're lazy and don't want to take care of it very much.
There you are.
For those types of people, we're talking blackberries, we're talking figs, we're talking Japanese persimmons, and we're talking pears. Now, if you can't grow those, we can't help you. It's one of those types of deals. Now, which one of those do you like the best? You know, all of those, especially if you're going to blackberry, you're growing Brazos, you know, real easy to grow. It's one of those you can't mess it up deal unless you plant it in the shade or plant the wrong variety. Grapes are intermediate. Grapes are intermediate in that type of thing. Some are very easy to grow, no spray hardly at all. People use them on arbors and things like that. No sprays at all, yet some are, if you go into the seedless types or some of the really high-quality wine grapes, they need a little more care. And then when we get back, we'll talk about the most cantankerous, hardest to care for crops that are the most popular, but that some people should just leave them alone.
Stay away from them. All right? I'm just wondering, because I've been successful at all of them.
Uh-huh.
We'll get back to Jerry.
What did they say? They say success is in the eye of the beholder?
Right after this. Okay, we're down to those that weed out the men from the boys. Is that what you're trying to say?
The young ladies from the older ladies.
Go on.
You got to be careful. You know, I have been accused lately of being a male chauvinist.
I know you have. I've heard that myself.
I haven't brought it up on this program.
I've been trying to figure out how I can defend you.
I may shrink back and just do radio because it seems that when I get visual with things...
It gets worse.
It gets worse, yeah. You know, and of course I'm falsely accused. But I won't get into the... Into the bra and the papaya deal.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
All right. The ones that are hardest to care for, peaches,
oh, yes.
Plums, apricots, and pecans, the Texas state treat.
We still can't grow apricots down here, though, can we?
Well, sure, certainly.
I mean, we can grow
you
the
can
tree.
Grow a wonderful tree down
but
here.
But no fruit.
That's right. I told you they were hard to take care
That's
of,
right.
didn't
yeah. I'm not going to try those.
Well, I mean, if you want a good tree that has beautiful foliage in it and all that kind of stuff, apricots are the one. But we're still looking for a good apricot. But those types of things. Now, you say, what do you mean? What do you mean they're hard to care for? I mean, if you want worm-free fruit, now, if you don't mind a worm in there, if you want a crop every year that the leaves stay on the tree and you don't have holes in the fruit and the fruit is not malformed, if you want good fruit, like such as you get in the hill country, you're going to have to start spraying that thing because you got to put a dormant oil spray in January. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But basically, from the time the bud breaks, I mean, that's before bloom. From the time the bud breaks on the tree, you spray it every 10 days with an insecticide, fungicide, until 7 days before you harvest. Now, that may be as many as 10 or 12 applications.
You just left me out.
And expensive. And, of course, people call in and say, oh, you're working for the pesticide company, you know, you're paid off by the pesticide company. And, of course, you know, of course I am. That's right, I am. I get a check every month. If you're stupid enough to believe that, you're also supposed to be sending a check to me for listening on this radio. Some people think radio free. This is not free radio. So if you believe I get paid by the chemical companies, please send your check immediately because you're behind time in your due. All right. So anyway, we won't deal with the mentally dead here. All right, but what we're saying is, and I've got a good example of that on a peach tree in my yard. Yeah. I keep it for pruning on television to show, but I hadn't had a peach crop on that sucker in 6 or 8 years. I don't spray it. I prune it wonderfully every year. I don't spray it, and or we get into a rainy season or whatever, and it gets black rot. I had a wonderful deal on stink bugs on it, where the stink bug got on it and made ugly old fruit on it, did a wonderful television program. But as far as having good fruit, now, see, you can grow these trees. We're not saying that you can't grow these trees, but I'm talking about something to harvest, eat, and share with your neighbors. And these low-maintenance fruit, like blackberries, figs, Japanese persimmon, and pears. Now, maybe the reason that they're low-maintenance is because even the bugs won't eat them, you know. But if you've got want to grow something, those are the ones. I mentioned pecans as being high-maintenance, and, of course, that's, I'm not going to get carried away on pecans, but you think about what are the things that that we spray for case bearer? What is a tree that has the webworms in it, famous for the webworms? Yeah. What is a tree that has aphids up there that are showering you in your car, you know? If you think about the things that go wrong with the pecan tree, they're fairly high maintenance, too, even though some years you get a free crop. But think about it before you go out and invest a lot of money in fruit tree because they can be high-maintenance product.
Okay, thank you much, Jer Parsons, with the good advice on fruit trees and what to plant and what to expect when you plant them. Dr. Jer Parsons is an area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, and he'll be back with us again
Monday.
On Monday.